Well, hi and good day once again, everyone. It's McColgan here on Sunday, the 4th of March. And I made a boo earlier today regarding a conference that I was going to attend as an associate member of St. Vincent de Paul Society, which was in a nearby, or a fairly nearby town. And this is just a little feedback regarding that event. All of the local parishes, their all conferences from them were all well attended, basically. But there was quite a few discussions. It always surprises me how there are always topics that are brought up at almost any meeting. But at these meetings, and I was at the big national one last year, which was actually held in Parkhead, which is Celtic Football Club's home ground. There was an international conference at that last year, and I attended that along with the local conference from here and from all over Scotland. And again, just an associate member, if you like, so really not strictly speaking allowed to speak. And it was the same today, so although I could sit and listen and take notes, and I actually recorded most of the conference on my iPhone just for reference and save my wife from having to write everything down. She can play it back at her leisure, or I can play it back for her. But as I said, it always amazes me how the local conferences come up with questions and ask those that are at the top table, as it were, that have come through from the National Congress to chair the meeting or the meetings. Questions that shouldn't need to be asked, and should be up front. And there were at times where the chair people, if it were actually kind of stumbling a little bit over answering certain questions, and I was quite happy when one male member from another conference stuck to the point and did not let him off the hook. So it was quite hard for me actually to be at these conferences and this one today, because I find it hard to sit there and keep my mouth shut. Not that I am a forward or prolific speaker whatsoever, but I'm a very questionable person. It's just my nature. And I've been on health and safety committees, I've been on short term committees, I've been on fabric committees. And I tend to question everything I'm not sure of until I get it clarified. And so it was very hard for me today again when I heard several things being said by other members and also being said from the top table. And I really, really wanted to, and I couldn't quite, well, I couldn't really speak to the members of our parish and say, why don't you ask this or why don't you question that? It would have been very obvious what was going on, and I couldn't get away with it. So I found it very difficult. But the meeting was very good, and as I said, just a little insight into some of the things they do. Funds are, as I said, are dealt with on a local level, with a percentage going to the National Congress to help finance the top end of the tree, as it were. Most of them are voluntary. The National Congress has to actually pay accountants. We don't have our own accountants, so they have to hire accountants, and so they have to be paid, and a few other members of staff, for example, cleaning staff for the offices through in Glasgow. But even the people who sit, the 12 members who sit with the National Congress, are strictly voluntary. And all monies have to be accounted for at any time, and so that was one of the things. But the day is why that wasn't so open as that which is expected from the local conferences. So the National Congress is quite specific on how the local conferences should do their bookkeeping and the clarity in the bookkeeping for them to check, but not so clear for them to reciprocate and for the local conferences to look at. So that was a good question. So anyway, as I said, the money is basically for the poor and needy, and that's a wide umbrella for that, because it does encompass everything from a family who's in desperate need to even people who we know have drink or drug problems, and not helped in an encouraging way, but helped when it is fairly obvious that they are in dire straits and do need help. And that can be in the form of getting them food parcels, or supplying them with a washing machine, or a cooker if they're stuck for something like that, or appliances, and even second-hand televisions, etc. I mean, even if you are an alcoholic, or if you are taking drugs, it doesn't matter your opinion on this on a personal basis. St. Vincent de Paul has to look on this as being a Christian basis, and you must help them in whatever way you think benefits them. And so an alcoholic wouldn't get money, and a drug taker wouldn't get money. They would get assistance, and they have to have their creature comforts as well. So yeah, if they need these appliances, and if they need a television to be able to watch and hopefully pass some time, then that's all the things that's supplied from these monies. And another thing that's supplied from the monies is caravans. You know, these large static caravans that are on holiday parks. Well, there are several holiday parks in Scotland. Well, there's many, but the St. Vincent de Paul Society has their own caravans, and these are based at several parks throughout the country, throughout Scotland. And what happens is that this is divided, the 52 weeks, if you like, although the winter months nobody ever goes. So it really only ends up a matter of maybe about 20 weeks, 20 odd weeks of, no, I think it's actually more than that. I think it's about 30 odd weeks in the year where the caravans are made available. And these are done on a draw basis, so each conference gets a chance of getting a caravan on one of these sites. And possibly getting three draws, if you know what I mean. So it can end up with a week at one caravan park, 2 weeks at another caravan park, and possibly a week at another caravan park. And these are allocated to people, again, who are in need. So maybe a family that's needing to get a wee breakaway, maybe stress and strain, maybe a widow or a widower needing to get away back from things, and they're perfectly entitled to take friends or family with them. And they get some expenses for their pocket while they're there, and basically to try and give them a break away from things. And an instance I would give you is that one old gentleman from the parish just last year who lost his wife and wasn't coping, so we got him the caravan. Well, I say we, speaking as a conference, I'm just trying to speak in general terms here. We got him one of the caravans at the park, and he was absolutely over the moon about it. We weren't sure how he would take it. He went there and spent a week walking, and his grandkids came out and visited him over the weekend, and he came back a different man. It's quite strange, but he did. And I think it was the basis of the kindness of the society to help him out, and the fact that he had a base away from his home, away from everything else, and managed to get his head away into the coastal area, the one he went to. Most of them are coastal, actually. And got away and walked the beaches and cleared his head and came back a different man at the end of 1 week. It's amazing. So, as I said, this is just a little insight into how the money is spent at times, and how the organisation works. So I hope you have maybe if you haven't heard this, the St. Vincent de Paul Society, or you have and you weren't quite sure about how it operated and what was it all about, what's St. Vincent de Paul all about, and that's what it's all about. And I hope that I've given you a little insight between the two booths as to the operation and, as I said, the ideals behind it all. And I think it's a fantastic thing, and I've had personally people come up to me and thank me, non-Catholics thank me for the help that was given, and it's nothing to do with me, they just happen to associate me with the local conference, especially because my wife is involved directly in it. And they came up and they thanked me for it, and I have to pass it on to my wife or to the conference. And so, as I said, it's nothing to do with your denomination. It's absolutely nothing to do with that whatsoever. If you're in need, the St. Vincent de Paul Society will do their utmost to help you. So hopefully I've given you a little insight, and I appreciate you listening, taking the time to listen through this boo if you did. And thank you very much for listening. And so, goodbye for now.